The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Barry White, though, our chief reporter with me now, to talk about the metal fencing that people might have seen erected along the Grand Canal in recent weeks to stop asylum seekers pitching their tents there. Apparently, Barry, it might remain in place for months, but Waterways Ireland have a plan. What are they saying?
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. Yeah, so Waterways Ireland is actually the body responsible for the canal, and it is currently trying to redesign the area to prevent tents from being pitched there again. And some of the options being looked at is landscaping and architectural redesign. And Waterways Ireland hopes that groundwork will begin in October, but that, if possible, it will start this process earlier. So, Kieran, those ugly barriers along the canal will likely remain in place throughout the summer and maybe until October. And the metal fencing, which is erected along an almost 4 kilometre stretch of the Grand Canal from Mount Street Lower up to Harold's Cross, could be there beyond October, actually, because, well, landscaping or architectural redesign won't just happen overnight in October.
And I assume Waterways Ireland acknowledge what everyone does who sees it. This isn't desirable.
Yeah, Waterways Ireland said erecting the fencing was not something they had planned to do, but it said it took the measure due to serious concerns about the risk to health and safety and public health from people staying in tents by the canal. It said it is now working to find an alternative, pragmatic solution that enables people to fully enjoy the canal's amenities and protects biodiversity. Now, Kieran, the body also says it has received some complaints about the erection of the barriers. And local residents and businesses have told me that the metal fencing is discouraging people from visiting hospitality businesses in the area and creating concerns about public safety for those using the canal path, especially at night time. And I've been speaking to Shaiful Islam. He's the manager of La Paniche Barge Restaurant. And he says the barriers are now putting off tourists from visiting the area.
It is a big damage for tourism, because when tourism come in, they're surprised, like, what's this fence doing down here? So people are not really happy to see this thing.
Are the barriers, this fencing, damaging for businesses?
It is. A lot of people are wondering, are you still operating a business? And we say, yes, we are. And how about those fence? I'm like, yeah, we are kind of in the canal, so it's nothing to do with our business, with those fence. But there's the access for on and off from the boat.
Is that off-putting for customers? Because obviously if it's a beautiful sunny day, you have people sitting, they can look up the canal normally, but now they're looking at these metal barriers.
It is not a nice thing to see, but when you see, like, yesterday was a fantastic day, people want to sit in the canal, relax, family coming down to have a picnic, good time. Now they can't do anything like this, you know.
Would you like to see the barriers removed then? And what do you make of the fact that they're saying they could be here until October?
That's not a good idea. I would say, like, yeah, that need to be removed somehow today or tomorrow. It looks really disgustfully, like all the barrier everywhere. It's not a good thing. It's have to be moved as soon as possible.
All right. So that's the explanation thus far. What about the cost thus far, Barry? How much have the barriers cost and all of those different cleanup operations we saw?
So in the last 6 weeks, Kieran, €115,000 has been spent on cleanup operations and erecting temporary fencing. In a reply to my questions, Waterways Ireland says it has participated in 4 multi-agency joint operations to remove tents from the canal at an estimated cost of €90,000, while in addition, Waterways Ireland has spent circa €25,000 on temporary fencing, erected, it says, as a mitigation measure, ensuring that access to the footpath adjacent to the canal is largely unimpeded. And it's quite remarkable, Kieran, really, because just last month on the Anton Savage show here in News Talk, Minister Roderick O'Gorman admitted that the Department of Integration is funding homeless charities to hand out tents to asylum seekers. So on the one hand, the government are paying for these tents, while on the other, it is paying to clear up and destroy the very same tents they paid for.
Well, listen, Mannix Finn is with us as well, Barry, the independent Dublin City Councillor. Mannix, congratulations on the re-election, I should say, first and foremost. The plan then by Waterways Ireland, they say part of it would include architectural redesign to prevent tents from being pitched again in the area. So, I mean, these are kind of green, grassy banks at the moment, or they have been. One would suspect that they can't do that because that would invite tents, or it would allow tents. So I don't know what we're going to get. Well, big spikes.
In a week where, you know, you had the minister, Eamon Ryan, you know, head of the Green Party, talking about restoration of nature, this is the opposite to that. What you have here is hostile architecture being, you know, deployed by Dublin City Council and Waterways Ireland. without any consent, any planning, any plans on the deck. It's easy to talk about plans, but where are the plans? This canal area is a national monument. It's a heritage item. It's not to be treated in this particular way. The situation is here that we were told, you know, on two occasions when they removed individuals from Mount Street that this was not going to happen again, that it was unlawful, that on Garda Síochána were going to be deployed to remove those individuals. And where's the human touch here? These are human beings who are in tents, who are looking for asylum, who are looking for sanctuary, albeit them being illegal. This is no way to actually treat these individuals, and it is no way to treat this hugely important amenity. You know, I mean, what would Patrick Kavanagh have to say? The local community, the local businesses, and indeed the whole of Dublin who use this amenity are simply appalled at this kind of situation. Now, we know from history that the boulders they put up to stop travellers in Halton sites, those big massive lumps, didn't work. We know that in the blocks of flats throughout the housing estates in the country, when they put up Harris fencing to stop individuals, drug gangs, didn't work and created a ghettoised area. Not too far from here, you have Glover's Court, which is awash with antisocial behaviour. You know, I mean, no Gardaí deployed there, Dublin City Council management not even there. And those fences don't make a blind bit of difference. As a matter of fact, they add to the hostility of the place. I would call on, you know, Waterways Ireland not to go down this particular road.
But what should they do? Because that's what they'll say. They'll say, okay, Mannix, what do we do? Because we can't leave up the barriers. If we go back to grass, we're just going to be back in the same situation with bulldozers in and trailers and emptying tents and then putting barriers up again. So what should we do?
We were told that Taunton Hall, you know what I mean, which is a massive amount of land, was going to be made available. There's equally a vast amount of lands around the you know, the city that can be made available that can house these particular individuals. But to simply turn around and upend and damage and vandalise an important, you know, artefact and an important amenity is simply unacceptable. I mean, do you remove the playground because there are vandals in it? No, you keep at it all the time. Like the New York situation, you approach the situation in a human way. You have on Garda Síochána there. You deploy security individuals that can actually help. There are plenty of people that can help. And again, the state on the one hand is telling us they want to resolve the situation. And as your reporter just said, they're handing out tents and the next thing they're taking away and the taxpayers' money is being lost. And not only the taxpayers' money being lost, but the amenity is being lost. This will be resisted in terms of planning. It'll be resisted on Bord Pinola and it will probably end up a result with going to the courts in order for the courts to stop the Waterways Ireland from deploying this kind of nonsense. And by the way, when is it going to stop? Like, what part of the canal are they going to do? What if they go to the next part of the canal? What if the individuals said that they're going to actually park their tents in St. Stephen's Green or in Grafton Street? Then what do we do? Yeah. So this whole issue of antisocial behaviour, of using all these barriers, of the whole idea of, you know, anti-ram barriers. Remember them, turn Grafton Street into a kind of like, a steel fortress. You don't want the fortress. We're a great country. We're a very welcoming country. We do not need a situation where we have hostile architecture and the place is turned into almost like the Gaza Strip.
Let me bring in Kevin Byrne, who's from the South Georgian Core Residents Association. Kevin, what is the residents' view of all this? What do you make of, I guess what it looks like at the moment and what it might look like in the future?
Hi, Karen. Good evening, all. So I suppose we do welcome Waterways Ireland have at least said it's undesirable. So that's a start. We'd be very disappointed in the timeline proposed to address it, though. So as you've all said, it's a very important amenity for visitors and locals alike. And losing it for the summer is a big loss. I've certainly been struck at how iconic a space it is for a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of love for the Grand Canal from people across the country. And it has a place in our national literature and song. So it really is, I think, quite upsetting for a lot of people around the country to see it caged in like this. And we know people are avoiding the canal banks now. And many people don't feel safe in the cage steel corridors that are along the walkways currently. So certainly it's not fencing off scarce green space like this is not an adequate response.
But what would you and other residents, Kevin, make of a plan? We don't know exactly what it might look like, but I guess we know what hostile architecture looks like in other situations, and that you would lose the grassy verges and maybe there would be something more inhospitable to tents.
That's the first question, Kieran. So we've asked for a meet ourselves, and residents from the other side of the canal have asked for a meeting with Waterways Ireland to find out exactly what proposals they have. And certainly talking to our members and other people in the area over the last couple of days, there'll be a lot of nervousness about changing the historic character of the canal bank. There seems to be a lot of nervousness about anything being done that would substantially change it. So first of all, we want to see what they're proposing and see what type of impact it would have on the, you know, I'm sure there's minor things that could be done that wouldn't disrupt the historic canal bank, but major interventions are something that we're certainly seeing a lot of resistance to the idea of.
Mannix?
Yeah, I mean, there'd be, you know, this is an exempt development, so they'd have to actually, like, you know, put the plan onto the table. But again, the elephant in the room is that there's a whole encampment there where they've nowhere else to go. So where are they going to go? And putting up this, these, you know, barriers to camping there, you know, by any individual is not the response.
You can't solve one problem without solving the other, is it?
I really genuinely believe, you know, at the end of the day, there was plenty of opportunity for them to deal with this when it arrived, you know, in Mount Street. And they didn't. It's gone from Tom, Dick to Harry. No one has taken any responsibility here. And they're not even still taking any responsibility. All they're doing is throwing up barriers under the guise that they're going to have an architectural designer in here. They're going to go through all the particular process to do that. But at the end of the day, this isn't private property. This is state-owned property. This is the public property. This is the public community. And there's no way that they can actually do this. Are they going to do the same thing in St. Stephen's Green, where there's a load of homeless individuals? Are they going to do the same thing, for instance, in Phoenix Park, where there's a lot of homeless people? This is a very bad response to a crisis situation that is affecting those who are seeking asylum in this particular country. And I believe it will lead to more racism, more attacks, more prejudice. And it's a negative approach to something that actually needs a human touch.
Mannix Flynn, Independent Dublin City Councillor Kevin Byrne from the South Georgian Core Residents Association, and our own chief reporter, Barry White. Thank you all very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.